Hey there, Story Pirates podcast listeners, Lee here. Today's episode is chock full of bugs, feelings, sunshine, and salesmen, as well as a very special visit from the incredible actor and comedian Ryan Gaul. All of that and more after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
I'm tired. Well, good night, everyone.
Peter, it's noon.
Oh. You know, it's sort of hard to tell what time of day it is since there's never any sun underground. Well, good night anyway.
Snacks.
Peter does bring up a good point. I'm starting to feel the effects of being underground, too. My bones have been feeling really achy.
Yeah, my muscles have been cramping up.
And as the muscles cramp, so too do our lives, seizing upon themselves in an endless coil of pain and suffering.
Whoa, baby with a mustache. Is everything okay?
Yeah. My mood's just taken a nosedive since we can't see the sun. It's probably just a vitamin D deficiency.
What's a vitamin D deficiency?
Well, we produce vitamin D with the help of sunlight. But since there's no sun down here, our bodies can't form enough vitamin D for us to function properly.
What about vitamins A through C and the rest?
Those come from the foods we eat. Vitamin D comes from a ball of light in outer space.
Makes sense.
So all we need to do is find a way to get sunshine underground.
Did somebody say sunshine in a box?
No, I said sunshine underground.
That's the magic word. Who am I, you ask? I'm the answer you've been looking for. Say hello to your favorite door-to-door, underground, sunshine-in-a-box salesperson, Ray Shines.
We were just bored and said, hey, why don't we write a story?
I have a huge imagination. If you only use your eyes, then you'll see less stuff.
Sometimes I eat my tears. I don't know why.
We inspire each other.
And the world will never be the same.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast, everyone.
Where we take stories written by kids
and turn them into sketch comedy and songs.
Oh, that sounds like a hoot. Now, let me tell you a little bit about what I do.
Oh, hold that thought. First, let's do a story.
Yeah!
And here to introduce it is the author.
Hi, my name's Evie. I'm 6 years old and I live in Washington. This is my story. A little girl was feeling blue.
A little girl was feeling blue. She was just sitting in her room. She didn't know what she should do. She was just feeling blue, feeling blue. Her mother came into the room, asked her, "Are you feeling blue?" Same room, and he said, "I heard you're feeling blue. And when you're feeling blue, you can paint a picture. And when you're feeling blue, you can take a walk outside. And when you're feeling blue, you can pet a puppy or a cat, or wear a silly kind of hat, or watch a movie." Watched a movie in the living room. It was about a dancing kangaroo. And when it ended, Mom and Dad asked, "Are you still feeling blue?" The little girl said,
"It didn't help. I'm still feeling blue."
And when you're feeling blue, you might ride a pony. And when you're feeling blue, you might eat a gummy worm. But if you try these things, it's possible you'll still feel blue. No, they might not help you. And hey, well, that's fine too. You can just feel blue, and we'll just sit with you until you don't feel blue.
And now, Lee speaks with the author.
Hi, Evie.
Hi, Lee.
So, Evie, you wrote the story, A Little Girl Was Feeling Blue.
Yeah.
How did you come up with that story?
I was doing it based off of how I was feeling when I wrote it, because my Nana had to have surgery in her leg because she got cancer in it.
How is your Nana doing?
She's good. That was a while ago when I wrote that story.
I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah.
What does it feel like when you're feeling blue?
It means you're feeling really sad.
Why do you think we say the word blue for sad?
Maybe it's because we say blue as the color of water, and your tears are actually water. They taste salty, because sometimes I eat my tears. I don't know why.
Sometimes we all just cry into our mouths a little bit.
Yeah, sometimes when I'm trying to catch my tears and my tongue is out, then a tear will just drip onto my tongue.
It's kind of funny that they're salty like that, right?
Yeah, you'd think they just taste like water.
Yeah, and then you're like, wait a second, how did that come out of my eyes?
Yeah.
So when you were feeling a little blue yourself, how long did it take for you to not feel blue anymore?
For a few days, actually. I kind of am still a little sad that that had happened to my Nana.
Yeah.
So sometimes for me, I just can't stop feeling blue for a very long time. And that was like when I was 5, and now I'm 6.
Wow. And what do you do when you feel blue for that long?
Well, I usually just try to think of other fun stuff, which usually I do.
Like things that you enjoy doing?
Yeah.
What do you enjoy doing?
So I made up this thing called the fairy team, and we save fairies. And I even made a whole backpack full of fairy emergency stuff.
Wow, you're a hero to the fairies.
Yeah, they only like people who believe in them.
Right, that makes sense. Can I ask you one more question about your story?
Yeah.
In your story, was there anything good that came out of feeling blue for the little girl?
Well, she really liked having time with her mom and her dad and watching movies with them. So it kind of cheered her up a little.
Just spending some time with people she loves was helpful.
Yeah.
Evie, this has been so fun to talk to you today. Thanks for letting us perform your story.
Thank you.
Bye, Evie.
Bye, Lee.
Oh, that's a great story. Here's something else that's great. I've got a brand new Grade Aid certified premium never before used sunshine in a box. Good for all your vitamin D deficiency based needs.
Hey, we've got vitamin D deficiencies.
Oh, well then allow me to take off my signature sales hat and give you a proper demonstration. My proprietary technology has allowed me to harness the life-affirming power of sunshine with none of the harsh side effects except for the light burning, and package it all up in this beautiful eco-friendly box. Just one blast of sunshine from this box can cure any kind of ailment related to the lack of vitamin D.
Can it help me with my aching muscles?
Oh, you bet it can.
What about my aching bones?
Sure.
And my aching darkness?
Boy, howdy, can it. Open up this box of sunshine and see for yourself.
Oh yeah. My muscles, they're loosening.
My bones, I'm only feeling them a normal amount.
Whoa, I feel hope. Wow, a little sunshine can really improve your mood. Thanks, Ray.
Don't thank me. Thank sunshine in a box. Patent pending.
Ray, we've got a long journey. Is there any way we could buy more boxes?
Oh, that is music to my ears. That'll just be 400 easy payments of $19.99.
Oh.
Oh, we don't have that much money.
We don't get paid very much.
And what we do get paid is all in Shipcoin.
Hey, look, if you don't want the life-altering power of sunshine in a box, I can just take my business elsewhere. I'll gather my things and I'll get out of here.
No. We can figure something out.
Do you offer installment plans?
Or what if we just gave you everything we have? I've done that a couple times, and it's always seemed to work out.
Folks, you got yourself a deal. I'll just take all your ship coin. Let's pile it up. Let's go. Come on now. 2.5 ship coins for 3 absolutely real boxes full of sunshine. One for each of you. Look at that.
Wait a minute. These boxes look a little different.
Yeah, all the stickers are crooked and all the colors look a little faded.
Well, now you're paying for the boxes or for the sunshine.
The sunshine. Thank you, Ray.
Also, since I'm here, any of you want to buy a watch?
You just carry a single watch hanging on the inside of your trench coat like that?
Well, that sounds like a no, but it was worth a shot. Well, it has been grand doing business with you. So long, and take care, suckers.
Wait, what was that last part?
I said, take care, suckers!
Huh, what a weird way to say goodbye. Anyway, you two want to open all of our new boxes full of sunshine at the same time?
Yeah!
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3!
Hey, wait a minute. What's wrong with my box? There's no sunshine in here. This is just a dim light bulb.
Dim? My light bulb isn't turning on at all.
And mine is just a plain old box. No sunshine or light bulb. Do you know what this means?
We've been had!
Ain't no sunshine in this box. I mean, we've been had.
Quick, call the number on the back of the box.
You've reached Sunshine in a Box Incorporated, not associated with Sunshine in a Bag Industries or Sunshine in a Tube LLC. Those are totally different and unrelated companies, and definitely not just me. Ray Shines running the same scam under different names. Not that this is a scam. Sunshine in a Box is totally legit, and our customer service team is ready to assist you at any moment. Just stay on the line, and we'll be right with you.
All of our customer service representatives are currently busy. Please remain on the line. The estimated wait time is...
forever!
Okay, let's call the bank and ask if they can get our Shipcoin back for us.
Great idea. Hello, the bank? I'd like to report a scam. I see. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
What'd they say?
They said they can send a financial investigator to come help us.
Phew!
But we're so far underground, the investigator won't be arriving till next February.
No! Maybe if we hurry, we can still catch Ray.
Yes, let's just go chase him down ourselves.
To the outside of the ship.
Hello? Ray? Ray? Ugh, this is useless. Megan, do you see anything?
No. It's so dark underground. Eric, anything over on that side of the ship?
Nothing. This is starting to feel like a dead end. The thought of another second without the sun is sending my muscles into Cramp City.
My precious bones are starting to feel it too.
And as it always does, life returns to a state of meaninglessness. Shall we toil forevermore under the sun? No. For we are doomed to be deprived of even that small pleasure.
Baby with a mustache, what are you saying?
I'm saying it's time for us to accept our fate. We may never see the sun again!
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi.
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Oh, my aching bones.
Ugh, my aching muscles.
Ah, my aching outlook on life.
Wait a minute. Did you hear that sound?
It sounds like digging?
More like burrowing.
How can you tell the difference?
There's a difference.
Ah, whoa, look! It's an earthworm!
That's right. The name's Eartha. Eartha Worm, certified sunshine corridor tunneler. We make sure that plenty of sunshine gets deep inside the earth for anyone who wants it. Help yourself.
Look! The spot where that worm was digging goes straight through to the surface! You can see the sunshine pouring through!
Oh, sweet manna from heaven. Sunshine!
I never thought I'd be so happy to see a single ray of sunlight.
Wow. Looks like you all were suffering from some serious vitamin D deficiency.
We sure were. We can't thank you enough for helping us out with the sunshine.
Yeah, I was really starting to lose hope after the whole Ray Shines debacle.
For a guy with such a sunny name, he really was a shady figure.
Wait a minute. Did you say Ray Shines?
Do you know him?
Ugh, that guy is the worst.
Did somebody say sunshine in a box?
No, we said you're the worst.
Okay, well, either way, I seem to have misplaced my signature sales hat somewhere around here. Would you all mind helping me find it?
Yes, we mind. After all that trickery and deceit, you have the nerve to come back and show your face around here? We ought to throw you in the ship's dungeon.
Okay, all right, wait.
Before you do that, just please hear me out. Yes. I might have conned you, tricked you, made you out to be a trio of easy marks. But when I arrived on your ship, what I saw was a group of friends, a wonderful group of friends, who needed something that I just thought I could provide, I thought I could help. And in the end, does that make me a villain or a hero? Perhaps I'm both. Perhaps I'm neither. Or perhaps I'm neither and both. But that doesn't matter. I'm just an enterprising young industrialist who values innovation. Besides, have you ever heard the story about the... what is that? What's that over there? No, look over there.
And he's running away.
Great speech, though.
At least if you ignore the words he was saying.
Should we chase after him?
Nah, we have his hat, which honestly might be worth more than our ship coin.
It is. I've tried to buy that hat online.
Well, shall we do another story?
Oh, I love a good story. And you'll love this next one.
Okay, listeners, have you ever heard of cicadas? Well, cicadas are harmless insects that live underground, and every once in a while, they all come up above ground together, and they make this pretty cool sound. It's kind of like all of the cicadas are having, well, it's kind of like they're having a big party. Which brings us to our next story. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name is Johnny. I'm 5 years old and I live in New Jersey. This is my story, The Cicada Party.
Happy birthday, dear Zach. Happy birthday to you.
Thanks, everybody, and thanks for coming to my pool party to check out our new pool.
Cannonball!
Hey, nice jump there, Jimmy.
Oh, quick, Zach, blow out your candles.
Wow.
So good.
What'd you wish for, birthday boy?
Well, Aunt Linda, they say not to speak your wishes out loud, but that seems totally against my philosophy of manifesting, so I'm going to share. I wish for a... Dad, what is that sound?
Oh, that's just a cicada, Zach. Nothing to be scared of. You've never heard them before because they only come out every 17 years. And going by the number on your cake, you're only 10.
What's a cicada? They're giant bugs that come up out of the ground. Look over there by the tree. It looks like one little cicada is emerging and a bunch of its friends are waiting to greet it.
Like... it's having its own birthday party?
Good one, Zach. But cicadas don't party. Now, who wants cake?
Oh, I'll take cake.
Just like the waters. Happy birthday, dear cicada. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thanks, everyone. Roger? Is that you? It's me, Lucy.
Lucy. Oh, wow.
You look different out of your exoskeleton.
I know. Check out my new wings.
I can't wait to fly.
Oh, our wings aren't just for flying. Stephanie, would you do the honors?
Sure. A 5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
Is she making that music with her wings?
Wings not only let us fly, we use them to make
the sickest beat.
It sounds incredible.
It sounds awful. These cicada noises are ruining my party.
Aw, come on, buddy. They're not that bad. Hey, why don't you open your next present? It's for me.
Okay. Whoa! Oh, my gosh, it's a drone. Oh, thanks, Aunt Linda. I can't believe you got me this.
I can't believe you got him this, especially after we discussed that you shouldn't.
Happy birthday, Zach.
Awesome. A cicada just landed on my drone!
Zach, you dropped the package! What if it's ruined?
And that is why we don't buy 10-year-olds expensive gifts, sis.
I don't want to touch it if one of those gross bugs was on it!
Oh, great.
Where did that cicada fly off to?
Did you see that?
That was amazing, Elaine. That kid dropped the package right when you landed on it.
You're fearless. I never turn down a dare.
Wow, I wish I could do something really brave like you, Elaine. Somebody dare me to do something. I want to try.
I got a challenge for you.
Nils?
That's Nils. He's kind of the cool cicada around here.
Yeah, I figured.
Lucy, I dare you to jump off the diving board.
Whoa.
Oh, I see.
Lucy doesn't have to jump off the diving board just because you dared her.
Of course not. I'm just saying, it would be a pretty brave thing to do.
Okay, everyone. Enough with the dares. The vibe is off, and we gotta get it back. Stephanie, drop that beat again. Let's dance our tails booties off.
Rock out, rock out, rock out, rock out.
Dad, Aunt Linda, the cicadas are swarming everywhere. They're ruining my party. People are leaving, and there's still half a cake left. This is the worst. Oh.
Okay, now don't melt down, Zach. It's all right. They're just bugs.
How are they getting this loud?
Here, I got one of those new flashing LED camping lights that are supposed to keep bugs away. Let's try it out. All right, and there. Let's see how the cicadas like that.
Everyone, are you seeing what I'm seeing?
The light show is intense.
I'm eating.
What is that thing called?
I think it's
the cake. The cicadas are eating my cake.
Oh, shoo, cicadas, get out of the cake. It's okay there, buddy.
Why would the cicadas ruin my party? Are they bullying me? Should I be scared?
No, Zach. They just wanted to join your birthday party.
What?
Well,
he doesn't need to be scared.
I don't understand
anymore.
How that works.
Hear me out. They're eating birthday cake and dancing around you. If that's not a party, then I don't know what is. And I do...
Look!
Huh?
There's a cicada on the diving board. What do you think it's doing?
Thank you for your silence, everyone. Nils challenged me to jump off the diving board, and I admit, I was scared when he first brought it up. But that was 5 minutes ago, which is like 20 years ago in cicada time. I've grown a lot since shedding my exoskeleton, and maybe a part of me is still scared, but a bigger part wants to feel what it's like to jump off a diving board into this pool because I want to, not because Nils dared me to. Honestly, Nils, this isn't even about you. It's about me and having the ultimate good time at our cicada party.
So good.
Here I go in 3, 2, 1, yeah!
Look, there it goes off the diving board.
Can cicadas swim?
I did it!
Yeah!
Wow!
Yeah!
Oh, that's epic. Now you're the cool cicada.
I guess they can swim. Oh, wow. Now they're all jumping off the diving board into the pool.
Dad, Aunt Linda.
What is it, buddy?
In all my 10 years of life, I never thought I'd see hundreds of cicadas jump off a diving board into our pool. And I gotta say, it has made my birthday the best birthday ever!
Oh, that is so sweet. Happy birthday, Zach.
Amazing dive out there, Lucy.
Thanks. This is an awesome party. It's, like, so good, I'm getting kind of emotional.
Now, don't be sad. We'll be back in 17 years.
What?
Exactly. Why do you think we party so hard when we come out?
The end!
And now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call.
Send us your story.
We read them all.
We read them all.
First up, Cora, an 8-year-old in Washington, sent us her story called Yes Day. Is Cora's story great? Yes. Is it extremely funny? Yes. Is it about a day when the answer to any question has to be yes? Yes. Is that why I'm answering every question with yes? Maybe? Thanks for the story, Cora. Next up, a shout out to Dexter, a 9-year-old from California who sent us the story, Burrito and the Golden Wire. What I love about this story is that Dexter has a pretty cool way to inspire his writing. So he has this stuffed animal that is a burrito that he really loves, and he thinks of this story as the burrito's adventures before the burrito became Dexter's friend. And as he's writing, he's imagining that the burrito is telling him what to write. That's a pretty cool way to come up with a story, if you ask me. Thanks, Dexter. From a 6-year-old in Canada named Mila, we've got The Shrinking Box, which goes like this. Hey, look, I'm balancing on a box. My box shrunk! The legendary sea monster pops up and Mila does karate kicks. The monster is defeated. The monster goes home. The end. Obviously, this is an autobiography. Thanks, Mila! And finally, a shout out to Lewin, a 6-year-old from Maryland, who sent us the story, The Bad Bandits. Now, I think you've probably heard of fairy godmothers in stories where they kind of show up and just give you whatever you wish. Well, in this story, there is not a fairy godmother. There is an ice skating fairy god piggy queen, which is pretty cool if you ask me. And to find out what that ice skating fairy god piggy queen is up to, you're gonna have to read Lewin's story. To read all of today's roll call stories, head to storypirates.com/podcast.
That was roll call.
Now it's time for you to write us a story. And if you don't know what to write, here's a story spark from Evie, the author of A Little Girl Was Feeling Blue.
Kids, write us a story about magical creatures. Tell us what the creatures are like, what their names are, and most importantly, what their powers are. How do they use their powers to help their fellow magical creatures?
That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and a big thanks to today's authors, Evie and Johnny. Grown-ups can submit kids' stories and story sparks at storypirates.com. And remember, every single story we receive gets some love. Some story love. We'll be back next week with another episode. Until then, stay creative and stay kind.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Story Pirates Studios. Executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Baer, Mike Cavallon, Minzwi Karami, Mahala Lawrence, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Rachel Winitsky, and Nimini Ware. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Roll call theme by Andrew Barbado. Musical scoring by Jack Mitchell. Our head writer is Minzwi Karami. Staff writers are Mike Cavallon, Mahala Lawrence, and Alexis Simpson. And contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Special guest, Ryan Gall. This episode features performances by Eric Austin, Dewey Cadell, Ryan Chittapong, Carly Shiraki, Sasha Diamond, Nick Canellis, Caroline Lux, Peter McNerney, Alexandra Nader, Joshua Nasser, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Ned Risley, Rachel Winitsky, and Mia Weinberger. A Little Girl Was Feeling Blue was written by Rachel Winitsky and Ned Risley, produced by Brendan O'Grady, with vocal direction by Jack Mitchell. Special thanks to Lauren Skoronsky.
Oh, what a good night's sleep. And look at all that sunshine outside. Oh, it's gonna be a great morning.
Peter, keep it down! We're trying to sleep!
Huh. I guess nobody else is a morning person.